on a very ethnocentric episode of Truth Bombs.
You look fat.
That could be taken as a compliment in some societies.
We're sorry.
Truth Bombs, I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca.
And we're three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is. I think Ethan's going to start things off today with a little truth of his own.
So my truth is that my roommate Michelle made meatball subs for supper today, but she bought really, really tiny buns that you could only fit two meatballs in. So I had about six subs for dinner. Do you buy brownies?
Yeah.
It was the equivalent of that.
Is it like a meatball sub slider?
I would probably classify it as a meatball sub slider.
Guys.
Menu item number two?
Menu item number two, possibly.
Nice.
How do you feel about the fact that you ate so many subs, like, in numbers, right? Like,
straight
if somebody
up numbers,
says
pride,
yeah,
definitely pride. Pride.
Okay. I was just wondering because like if you go to school tomorrow and you're like and someone's like, hey, what'd you have for dinner last night? And you're like, well, I had like six subs. Well, wait, no, I'm not weird. And just like didn't have time to like explain why. That wouldn't bother you?
No, absolutely okay. Not.
That's cool. No. Good for you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I don't understand how the buns are so tiny.
Were they like dinner rolls?
They were practically dinner rolls. They were like soft dinner rolls and without the crunchy crust, you know?
Were they from like the bakery or were they like in a package?
Package, like, grocery store.
What did they say on the package?
I don't know.
Like, no. How are they selling these things? Because if they called them buns, I mean like, they called them like, you know, like sub buns, or how do they sell sub bread? You know,
sub-buns.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Submarine sandwich buns.
Essentially, I'm saying that they lied is what I'm trying to say.
Why didn't she think like, oh, how many meatballs can I fit in here? Was she buying them specifically for meatball subs?
I have no idea. I did not ask. I saw tiny meatball subs, and I went with it.
What if she was trying to make a completely different meal, and then Yvonne just saw the buns, and he's like, oh, I should make meatball subs out of this.
Yeah, what if she, like, made herself some pasta, and she was going to have the buns, like,
tiny
on the side?
Breads.
Or maybe she was making
tiny garlic breads.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I want tiny garlic bread so bad now.
Oh, me too.
That would be incredible. But this was all made, like, when I got home from work, and just, like, ready and waiting for me.
They were pre-bunned?
No, but the buns were all open and sliced, and she had already had one of her six subs.
Huh. That's really weird.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. It was incredible.
I can tell. You're basically bragging about it. That's fantastic. I'm just kind of confused by the whole situation. Like, I don't know. I think of a sub as being, like, 6 inches minimum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they should be
two
like
and a
a
half.
Like a handful.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Adam, what's your truth?
My truth is that Kobo, like, you know, the ebook reader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kobo's been getting real needy lately, you guys.
Really?
The emails, right?
The emails.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get those emails?
True.
I get them, yeah.
I get an email every single day from Kobo. It's turned into every single day. Now, I love my Kobo. It's a really good e-reader.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot better than the Kindles that are out there right now. I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. But the emails from the store, they're always, it's like, you know, here's one I read. We've missed you. Get 50% off. We've missed you. Here's the best one. A couple of days ago, it told me that it was my 1 year anniversary of getting my Kobo.
No.
Yeah. It reminded me of our anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
It's your anniversary. Get 30% off.
That's crazy.
How creepy is that? Kobo.
That's really creepy.
Give me a little space. I think we just need to take it slow for a while. Maybe we can just be friends. Like, I mean, I don't buy stuff through the Kobo store all that often, right? Like, I tend to get a lot of, like, older books off of Gutenberg Project and stuff like that, so I just don't buy stuff from Kobo.
Yeah.
And there's these books that have, like, the codes in them these days, right? So I just haven't bought anything through the Kobo store in just ages. Well, it's flipping out.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they come at weird times, too.
I haven't really noticed the times.
Like, I have one in my inbox from 5:07 a.m.
Oh, I've got one at 5:03. Yeah.
Whoa.
Another Eleanor one at 5:03.
About Eleanor Catton winning the Man Booker Prize. I don't even know what that is.
Me either.
But I guess they want me to buy it.
I guess.
Come on, Kobo.
I think the way I've been avoiding all of these is I've never bought anything from the Kobo site.
I just
I've got updates from chapters, but not from Kobo.
I just want them to back off a little. I need some space. So Becca, what's your truth this week?
Well, I'm going to mix it up a little bit, and I'm not going to do something that's happening right now like you guys did, but I was just going to talk about the best time that I've ever gotten flowers. And now I don't get flowers very often, but when Dad was going back and forth out west a lot for work, if he wasn't here for Valentine's Day, he would always call to the flower store in town and send stuff over for me and Mom. And the 1 year, the lady comes to the door and, she hands me flowers and she hands Mom flowers and, you know, we take them inside and I'm looking at my arrangement and it's really nice. And I read the card and it just says, "Love, Larry."
we should clarify, Dad's name is not Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say, as you know. Or you two know, anyway. Dad's name is not Larry.
As all of our listeners know, because they're all our friends and family.
Yeah, so I read this card that says, "Love, Larry." And I was standing there, and I was, like, racking my brain trying to figure out who Larry is. And it was only after the delivery woman returned to the door to switch them out for the ones that Dad had actually sent that I realized it was not some sort of prank or secret admirer. So that was probably the best time that I ever received flowers. But, you know, I hope Larry's wife liked her flowers because they were really nice.
At what point do you think she figured out that there had been a mistake?
When she went back to the truck and looked at her next delivery and saw that the same address was still in there.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like, can you imagine if she had gotten to Larry's place and, like, his wife was there and she's like, "Oh, this is great. There's flowers." And it's like to her, like, from our dad. And it's just like, "Wait, who is this?" And then Larry got home. He was just like, "Oh, did you get your flowers?" And she's like, I don't think these are the flowers you sent." And then he looked at it and he's like, "Who's this guy? I'm gonna take him down." Wow. Being a flower person is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, man. Especially on something like Valentine's Day.
You could ruin relationships.
Or
start them. I don't know. Maybe Larry's a real nice guy.
Maybe he is a real nice guy.
Were you going to say he's a real nice Larry?
No.
He's just a super Larry. He's just great. Becca, can I just say...
He's one swell Larry.
He did have good taste in flowers. So.
He did. He had really good taste in flowers.
Becca, can I just say that I love that your mind went to a prank or a secret admirer before a mix-up with the flower lady?
Well,
oh, there must be a Larry that I'm not paying attention to at school that really likes me.
Huh. Finally, some excitement, like on the TV.
Well, that's why I was so confused, because I couldn't think of anybody I knew named Larry.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Well, before we wrap this segment up, I'd like to make an announcement. We got our first piece of email that wasn't from, like, Twitter telling us to follow George Takei.
Woo!
Yeah.
But wait, are we not following George Takei?
No, I don't think so. We should probably remedy that, eh?
Should probably.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Yvonne, you're still not following our own podcast, so.
Yeah, Yvonne.
I haven't been on Twitter in forever. I don't want to break my record.
Boo.
You're right. That's a terrible reason.
It's an awful reason. Look, I have never liked anything on Facebook ever, and when we finally get around to making a Facebook page, I'm going to like it. I'm just saying.
You've never liked anything on... Yes, you have. I've posted on your wall.
No.
He means any pages.
Oh.
Yeah.
We are now following George Takei.
Perfect.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's probably for the best.
Yep.
But I mean, yeah, like, you know, all the mail we get is from, like, Tumblr that's like, hey, you successfully made a post. Thanks for telling me, Tumblr. I got one the other day that said that we had made 5 posts and it gave us a badge.
Yeah, I saw that.
We should probably post our badge, actually.
Do it. Yeah.
Let's do that. Anyways.
Okay, I'll do that too.
Circle back. We'll just get focused here. We got a piece of actual mail. It wasn't spam or anything. So I'm going to read it out for us because, you know, it's pretty special. The subject line says midgets. And it goes a little something like this. Okay, so like what I want to know is why your chicken nugget sliders restaurant is not being called something with midget in the name. For example, midget chicks or sliding chickskin midgets. Yes, that was a typo. It's got an X in it. And yes, I saw it, but I liked it, so I left it. Sincerely, confused parenthesis loving fanatic. I should point out that this email had like 3 levels of nested parentheses. But they were correct, so I mean, you know, kudos. How do you guys want to respond to that? Do you like the name Midget Chicks?
Not really.
Oh, that's a problem.
I mean, it sounds like a... This is probably going to come off really badly, but...
I'm glad you're the one to say it.
It sounds to me like a roller derby team.
See, I was thinking I was thinking, like, you know how they have 3 themed restaurants? What if they, like, double themed it and it just got, like, too much? Like, a 50s diner where all the waitresses are midgets and they're... I was also thinking rollerblades, too,
yeah,
girl, to be honest.
Girl midgets on roller skates, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think that'll work for us. What are you thinking?
The one thing they do have in common is roller skates, though.
Yeah, I think that was the important image that came to my mind.
What about sliding chickskin midgets, or even sliding chicken midgets as it was originally intended?
It makes me think of, like, a ski slope game.
It makes me think of a slip and slide.
Yeah, a slip and slide with people dressed up as chickens sliding.
For some reason,
oh, wow.
Like, wow. Big Bird just going on down a giant slip and slide.
I was just thinking of, like, okay... So, here's how it works. The restaurant is outside.
Okay.
It's a nice summer day. You stand in line at the bottom of a hill. And on this hill is a slip and slide.
No.
At the top of the hill. Oh. At the top of the hill is a kitchen and a bunch of midgets dressed up in chicken suits.
Oh, God.
And they grab it. Chicken slider.
No.
And they slide down the hill.
No.
And they try and throw it in your mouth. And if they miss, or if you don't catch it, too bad. You have to go back to the end of the line.
Oh my god.
Wow.
How much would you charge for this?
I would charge $1 for every successfully consumed chicken nugget slider, but for every missed one, $3. So it's also a little bit of gambling in there.
Ooh.
Wow.
Exciting,
not
right?
Just a meal, but a sport.
It's an experience. You are paying for a memory is what you're doing here. I don't think that'll work for us either.
Yeah, that's a lot of work to get that to happen, I think.
I do like the ideas of the roller skates, though. That's a really good thing that's come out of this email.
Yeah.
That's going to stay for sure.
Yeah, let's keep the roller skates. We've actually talked about this outside of the podcast, and based on something that Ebone said in that podcast, we're kind of interested in calling our fictional restaurant something something Junior's Chicken Nugget Sliders.
Yep.
I don't know. There's something about it. It's
straight
catchy.
Up. It's succinct.
Yep, to the point. And we actually thought to ourselves, this would make a really fantastic T-shirt. I would want a something something Junior's Chicken Nugget Sliders T-shirt real bad.
Like, I definitely would too. I would wear
I'd wear it every day.
I'm getting one for sure.
So if anyone out there listening, all four of you. would be interested in designing us a something something Junior's Chicken Nugget Sliders T-shirt, like a logo, like a logo to put on a shirt. That would be fantastic. We would love to make that into a shirt.
So, yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, if you're any good at any of that kind of stuff, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible. I think that's all we have for this segment. Yeah, you guys good?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Talk from Ebone about meatballs. I was thinking that the best dream for us to talk about today would be one of Adam's, and it just says meatball taco. Adam, tell us, what's that about?
Okay, this is actually one of my favorite dreams in that it didn't just stay a dream, it became a reality.
Whoa.
I know. So what you need to know about... Thanks for that, Ebone. What you need to know about this one for background is that I have a number of friends who are vegan, right? And occasionally I have dreams about these vegan friends cheating on their veganism. Yeah, it's
Scott
actually
Pilgrim
happened.
Scott Pilgrim style?
Scott Pilgrim style, yeah, exactly.
Kind of. But, like, usually it's more, like, mischievous. I'll get into the dream. I'll explain further, okay?
Okay.
So in this particular dream, I was hanging out with my friend Aaron. And we were going to the grocery store to grab some food, right? Like, it was dinner time, we were getting hungry, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I know exactly what we're going to have for dinner. And so she goes to the, like, one of the, it had, like, a hot deli counter, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And she goes, I know about something that's not actually on the menu, but they'll make it for you here anyways. So I guess the grocery store had, like, a secret menu, right? So she goes up. And she asks the guy behind the counter to make her a meatball taco. And I'm like, what is that? And she shows me that what they do is they take, like, Swedish meatballs from, you know, from the tray at the hot counter.
The best kind of meatball, by the way.
Absolutely. It's a delicious kind of meatball. They take Swedish meatballs and they take a chunk of naan bread, like, you know, N-A-A-N, naan from Indian food, sort of like a flatbread.
Yep.
And they put these Swedish meatballs on the naan bread and they fold it in half so it's like a taco filled with Swedish meatballs. And she's like, this is the most delicious thing you've ever seen. You have to have some. And I was like, Aaron, what are you doing? You're vegan. And she goes, oh, don't worry. Meatballs don't count. And that was the end of the dream.
That's incredible. Now, you said this came to life?
Yeah, so first thing I did, obviously, was, like, the next day when I woke up, I, like, talked to Aaron. I was like, hey, listen, in my dream, you cheated on your veganism. And she was actually horrified. She was really, really outraged.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, she was pretty upset about it. So, which was pretty funny. But, yeah, she was outraged that dream Aaron thought that meatballs didn't count. I'm not sure why meatballs didn't count exactly, but I have a feeling it was kind of a convenience issue.
Yeah.
But the second part of how it came to life was that a couple months after, because I told everyone I could, right, just because it's such an amazing idea. Mm-hmm. Me and a friend of mine, Paul, we got together and we actually made meatball tacos up to dream specifications. So we made some Swedish meatballs. We got the sauce and everything. We got some naan bread. We folded it up. We ate it, and it was delicious. It was absolutely incredible.
I remember you telling me about this at the time, and I am still waiting for my meatball taco time.
Yeah, me
just
too.
That time to shine. We should get together Christmas when I'm down and make some meatball tacos.
Absolutely, but I mean, you know, this is like the vaccine for polio. It just like belongs to everyone. Okay, like if you want to make meatball tacos, go for it. I don't claim any family recipe. Can what was the line? Like something about owning the sun or something like that? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm basically Jonas Salk for giving you meatball tacos. No, make it any time. It's really easy to do. It's super delicious. But yeah, I would love to make it with you guys.
Sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a pretty straightforward dream. You know, I mostly wanted it on this list so that, you know, the masses would know of the magic that is meatball tacos. But did you guys have any, like, questions about the dream or about meatball tacos or anything like that?
The only question I have is how soon can we make this?
I'm telling you, you can go to the grocery store tomorrow.
I actually have Swedish meatballs in the freezer.
Yeah, see?
And I work at a grocery store.
Yeah, it'll be incredible.
Mm.
I don't see what's holding you up, man. You're an adult. You can eat whatever you want. And it's vegan. Perfect. Tell all your vegan friends. This is like the time when I realized that I was an adult and I could buy my own food, and then I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch for supper.
You and I reacted slightly differently to being an adult.
I mean, it's not something that I've repeated, but it definitely happened once, and I don't regret it.
I was more of the mindset of BFD all the time.
Could you just clarify what BFD is?
BFD is breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, that's delicious as well. But this is technically breakfast for dinner because it's cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking more like eggs and bacon and sausage and cheese and
no, man, we're
toast
bros.
Possibility.
We're bros and we reacted the exact same way. Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's incredible.
I do that even when mom and dad are home.
It's a bond that can never be broken. And with that, that's a good way to close this off. So
yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. And up next is what's the worst that could happen? Just a reminder of the rules. It has to be the worst possible situation. It should be possible. Like it can't be something that's completely like magic or something. But it doesn't necessarily need to be probable because obviously the worst thing is never the most likely. And finally, death is never the worst possibility. There's always something worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we land on death, you know, let's just get a little more creative in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation that we're looking at today is learning a new language.
Yeah, I think this could be really tricky, especially if you're learning from somebody else who knows the language really well already. Because as far as you know, as far as you don't know, they could be teaching you just really offensive things to say or really stupid things to say.
Learning language is tricky like that because, like, you know, I've tried learning other languages and people are just like, oh, yeah, no, that's really good. And I'm like, really? And they're like, well, you're doing this kind of badly. I never know if I just, like, let it sit.
But, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's when I think that they're actually trying to teach me the right things. If they were trying to mess with me, I would never know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I was thinking, like, what if you put all this effort into learning a new language? You spend a lot of time on it learning from somebody, but they're actually just teaching you all this really horrible stuff. And then you go to a place that speaks basically only this language that you've been trying to learn, and you're trying to communicate with people there, and you're just saying all these awful things to people. You offend someone so badly, and they, you know, they beat you up, they take all your money and everything.
And then you're stranded in a foreign country.
Yeah, no money, no way to get home.
No clothing. Wait, no, did they take your clothing?
Probably.
No, so way you're naked in a foreign country, and no money, no clothing, and no way.
And you speak their language.
And you think you speak their language, and that this was just a random incident, you know, a few bad apples.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you gotta stumble to the nearest, police station.
And then insult them and their mothers.
And you know what? You're gonna get arrested for that.
Probably, if not worse.
Now you're beaten up, you're dirty, you're cold, you're naked.
You're in jail.
A foreign prison.
And when you think that you're saying, please point me to the Canadian consulate, you are actually saying your mother smells like a heap of dung.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do an exercise.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, like, on those language tapes, and they, like, make you repeat stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're just, like, where it's, like, where is the library? Où est la bibliothèque?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you have to, like, repeat it, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to do, like, a modified version of that.
Okay.
So I'm going to say some common phrases, and then you tell me what they've been changed to by this nefarious language teacher. Okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, so, hello. What did you learn instead of hello?
Piss off.
Perfect. Okay, so. How are you?
You look fat.
That could be taken as a compliment in some societies.
That's
you look
true.
Ugly.
That's very ethnocentric of you.
I'm sorry.
My name is...
Bow to me.
Okay. I feel like these are, like, you know, they're okay, but I feel like you could ratchet this up a little bit.
Well, I'm waiting to get drawn into the conversation more. If you give all the good insults at the beginning of a conversation,
oh, good point.
They'll
good
just
point,
walk
good
away,
point.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Where is the nearest restroom?
Your mother smells like a hamster.
Oh, you're just ripping off Monty
no,
Python now.
I'm sorry. It's the best
Come on, let's try
I
that
have.
Again. Okay, let's try this again. Where is the washroom?
Becca, I'm stymied.
Becca, where is the nearest restroom?
Your mother smells like
Wow.
Because it's related to the restroom.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Your home is beautiful.
I've slept in rat dens nicer.
Okay.
Okay, so we're clearly stumped, but Adam, how about some phrases for you?
Okay.
Let's go with I will have two beers. So you're sitting at a bar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll have two beers.
You might say, in my country, we force people to drink such as this as punishment.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
How about, could you direct me to the nearest train station?
How the hell do I get out of this dung heap you call a home?
Excellent. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lovely carpet. Is it hand-woven?
Your wife's hair appears to have become matted and fallen out upon the floor. Please remedy this situation.
Oh. This culture is very beautiful and ancient.
You people make me sick.
Ah, excellent. Becca?
Thank you for your hospitality.
I can't wait to leave so that you can get back to whatever you do with those sheep.
Becca, do you have any more?
Could you tell me where to find a hotel?
I generally keep my wallet in my front pocket. It contains more than you'll ever hope to make in a lifetime.
Ooh.
Huh.
You want anything else?
Can you direct me to the insert historic monument?
Whoever that dwarf is riding that pony must be incredibly disappointed of you and all of your heirs. No, that's not very good at all.
What? That is oddly specific.
Well, I mean, how many historical monuments are not a guy on a horse?
The only thing I was thinking, like, I have a historical monument in my pants.
Perfect, Beth. That's what I was looking for, not like...
That's way better than mine.
I was thinking, like, the Arc de Triomphe or the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Well,
okay, so...
Well...
hers is better. Yeah, I think we've said enough. We'll be right back.
So it's time to take it to the job zone, and today we are going to give you tips on how to be a successful librarian.
Okay, this one's pretty easy. Are you mousy?
Yeah, could you be described as mousy? How do you feel about tweed?
Tweed is excellent. Tweed is always good. Preferably old, and if not, you should be young and called an old soul and really like that. You should love that you were called an old soul and brag about it.
You should probably have an old person name if you're a young librarian.
How do you feel about chamomile?
Oh, you should love chamomile.
Are you easily startled by loud noises?
Or sudden movements.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both of those are good.
If you've said yes to most or all of the above, you might have what it takes to be a librarian.
Ooh, I'd like to add something on.
Yep.
What's that?
Do you have a passion for the Dewey Decimal System?
Do you get really riled up when people talk about banned books?
Mm-hmm. Have you... claimed to read a lot of the classics, but not actually have read them?
Good one.
Yeah. Do you get really annoyed when people ask for fad books such as Twilight or Hunger Games, but know their Dewey Decimal numbers off by heart?
Those are fiction. Dewey Decimal System only applies to nonfiction.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Bam! You've been librarianed!
Apparently, I do not have what it takes to become a librarian.
Yeah, well, nobody would ever describe you as mousy.
Yeah.
No. But I do have a passion for tweed.
Well, you know what? Like, 80% of these things apply to me, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty high up there, to be honest. when it comes to fad books, though, do you instead go back to the classics and find things that are like those fad books? Do you then write out descriptions of how Bram Stoker's Dracula is exactly like Twilight? Yeah.
Do you enjoy reading literary journals?
Do you feel like the internet might just be a fad?
Ooh. Ouch.
Do you know how to use a microfiche?
Good one.
I don't even know what a microfiche is.
It's like a tiny photograph of a newspaper. It's like the size of a postage stamp, but you put it in that machine that like blows it up on the screen.
It's like those film
readers. Whoa, those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you secretly really miss index cards?
Do you love filing?
Guys, I love librarians. Can I just be clear about that? Oh, are you really good at alphabetical order?
Do you love the smell of old buildings and musty books?
Do you love putting things back on shelves from carts?
That's
really all it takes. In like several years at like library sciences school. There's like a full-on degree to become a librarian.
Huh.
It's actually a lot of hard work. You have to be really passionate and driven to become a librarian these days.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's a full-on librarian. You can still become a librarian's assistant pretty easily.
That's quite possible, yeah.
To the librarian.
Exactly.
Fetch their chamomile.
Shell those books.
Yeah.
Tut people that bring food into the library.
Yes.
I think being a librarian would be so awesome.
That sounds actually like a lot of fun. I might just change my major.
No going back now. Off to library sciences school. But think about it. Like, spend all day just like helping people find books and like, it's all quiet and calm and like snug.
Yeah, libraries always seem pretty cozy.
Yeah.
Drinking
all your chamomile.
Yeah.
Incredibly happy, except for the days when I was so bored I could rip my brains out.
But then you just escape into a good book. Guy, the man who reads lives a 5,000 lifetimes or whatever that thing was.
Or
the man who does not live but once.
Fair enough.
That's a thing. You know where I learned that thing? Reading a book.
In a book?
Yeah.
Butterfly in the sky. You can go twice as high. Just take a look. It's in a book. The reading rainbow.
As I've noticed that since we started this segment, I started speaking in hushed tones. And I've noticed that you guys have too. That's the power of the library.
Wow.
It's working through us. I started this out thinking we were just going to make fun of librarians, but now I'm jealous.
No, there's a sort of magic to it.
They're beyond it.
Well, at least I know what I can do now if my career path doesn't work out.
I'm thinking of abandoning my career path now. I'm just going to go to library school.
It's the Western version of becoming a Buddhist monk.
You guys, let's all go to library school together.
Guys, let's do this.
Let's become a family of librarians.
Remember when they had to stamp the cards?
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine doing that all day?
Oh.
That'd be so good.
The Blefki Family Library.
Here you go, sir.
Like three different cities?
This is due on the 23rd.
Oh.
You can enjoy it as much as you want until then. Not done with it? Just renew. Just give it a call. Yeah, that library would be just fabulous. I would love it.
Having fun isn't hard when you have a library card. 7 months.
That's true.
Isn't hard when you got a library card.
I thought we were gonna make fun of librarians, but like I'm almost sleepy now.
Yeah, I'm super calm.
I'm pretty sure my heart rate's dropped like 20 beats per minute.
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
This might be bad. I should get up and walk for a while.
I don't know. I've got a pretty fast heart rate. Maybe it's good.
Maybe.
I'm ready to curl up with a book and some tea.
That sounds nice.
What are y'all reading right now?
I'd like to find a nook somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. I would
Becca, what are you reading right now?
Textbooks, mostly.
Ugh. That's sad. Adam?
Yeah. I've got a few on the go. Main one right now is a book called System of the World by Neal Stephenson.
Excellent.
It's a good book.
Excellent. Good book.
What about you, Ebo?
I'm on book 4 of Stephen King's Dark Tower series. So it's called Wizard
in Glass.
Yeah, I've just started it. It's excellent.
Nice. Guys, I don't think this is very funny, but like, hopefully, you know, it's calmed some people down. It's give mm-hmm. them some relaxation.
Yeah.
Give them a break from all our other goofs.
Yeah. They were just laughing too hard. We had to, like, calm them right back down.
Really, we're doing you guys a service.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Check
Double
your
service.
Heart.
We're teaching you to be a successful librarian, and we're calming you down. Double jeopardy.
Yeah. So good luck on your new career path of solitude and calm. And
serenity,
that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Yeah, serenity. All right, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Well, that's all the time we have for Truth Bombs today. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, go to truthbombspodcast.tumblr.com. or at truthbombs with 2 S's for Twitter, or email us at truthbombspodcast@gmail.com. Send in your anonymous truths, careers you want advice on, and situations about which you'd like to know the worst case scenario. Please, 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 we're running out of stuff, so please just, send in. You know? Just contribute. Okay?
Wow.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jank up your life, you lousy flip-off.